Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in the series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with the perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 44, Hannah's Facebook profile. You can learn a lot about a person by looking at their Facebook page, sometimes more than you really want to know. Today, I want to give you a little glimpse into Hannah's personality through her page. Hannah started her Facebook membership in April of 2007 when she was 15 and a sophomore in high school. At that time, the majority of her statuses revolved around doing things with her family, celebrating holidays and birthdays, shopping, hunting, and watching Razorback football on TV. The rest of her statuses were school-related, homework, test grades, and Magnet Cove Panthers sporting events. After her cancer diagnosis, she posted frequently about her treatments, but almost always in a positive light. I'll be sharing some of those as I record these episodes throughout the year. Her last post was on November 22, 2008, and said, "Hannah Sullivan is happy because I don't have to be isolated anymore." She had been isolated for a while due to very low immunity. After that, she accepted some friend requests and joined some groups, but she never posted again. Her close-up vision was deteriorating rapidly, and it was just too difficult for her to type or use her phone. Many, many wonderful people posted messages of encouragement on her wall over the months of her illness, and those messages will always be treasured by our family. What's really amusing to me were the groups she joined during her time on Facebook. Hannah was very politically aware, and she was a member of the following groups. I'm sure you'll be able to guess her political persuasion as you hear them. Stop Hillary Clinton, 1 million strong against Hillary. This was during Hillary's first presidential campaign. Stop Barack Obama, 1 million strong and counting. Mitt Romney will bring America back. Mike Huckabee for president, 2012. And this one makes me literally laugh out loud. The Clinton Presidential Library looks like a trailer house. I can only imagine what she would think about today's political climate. In the likes and interests section on her info page, where most teenagers put things like hanging out with friends, playing sports, cheerleading, etc., she instead has three people listed: John McCain, Mike Huckabee, and Sarah Palin. I promise you, we did not brainwash this child. I thought these were funny groups for her to join. I've been called Hannah Banana several times. My name is a palindrome and I'm awesome. Hair Straightening Appreciation Society. And I will go out of my way to step on a leaf that looks particularly crunchy. She was a member of two groups that were set up in her honor: We Love Hannah Sullivan and Our Prayer for Hannah Sullivan. There was also a third group, which she never had the opportunity to join. Hannah Sullivan is my hero and inspiration. Her membership in this group makes me sad, class of 2010. And her membership in this group makes my heart melt. I will always love my mama. But what really makes me happy is what she has listed under her bio on her info page. I love Jesus and I try to live for him every day. Makes this mama proud.